Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Kerry Kempton, Technical Specialist Dairy with the Department of Primary Industries based at Tocal in the Hunter Valley. We're talking about the Dairy Farm Monitor Project and some of the data that's been collected about the profitability of dairy farmers in New South Wales. Well, Kerry, tell us about the farms that you actually looked at within New South Wales.
Yes, Bruce, we've got 28 farmers that are working with us in this project, and they come from all over New South Wales, from the North Coast, Casino region, as far south as Bega, and then inland to the Riverina, the Southern Riverina, and also the Central West and the Tamworth regions. So we've collected data for 2 years now, and we're about to start our third year of the project at the end of this financial year. We've got a diverse range of farms, really, from 100 cow herds to 1,000 cow herds, from really low-input pasture-based farms to high-input feedlot farms, with some with irrigation, some without. So whilst they're a diverse lot, they're fairly typical of the New South Wales industry, which ranges across all of our climatic zones. Whilst we're not really trying to compare one farm to another in this project, because every farm's different and every farm has a different set of resources, but what we really are trying to do is just get some reliable, accurate data about how farms in New South Wales are performing, how they're managing their resources, how they manage the varying seasons and the market environment that they face each year. And just for the ease of organising the data, we've split the farms into two groups for the purpose of analysis. So we've got a northern group and a southern group split roughly around about the Hunter. There's similarities in climate with the north group and the south group, and also in the markets they supply.
So cost of production then, let's have a look at that and the data that you've gleaned from the north group and the south group, and what have you found when it comes to the cost of production and the actual income that they're getting for their milk?
Well, the milk prices received in this 12-13 year were roughly around 46 cents a litre, but that ranged from as low as 40 cents in some farms in the south to over 50 cents or around 50 cents for some of our farms in the north. When you add in the income that farmers get from livestock sales and other small amounts of income, that rose to around about 52 cents a litre on average for their milk. Cost of production averaged 48 cents. So you can see there's only a relatively small margin of around about 4 cents a litre in producing milk in New South Wales on average.
I would assume, though, that you're going to have some producers that are above average and some producers that are below average, so some that are making quite good returns and some that are really struggling to survive.
For a relatively small sample size, that there was quite a range in the cost of production and in the income. Yeah, some farmers did relatively well this year and other farmers, you know, struggled to make ends meet.
Over the last 10 to 20 years, we've seen a change in the size of dairy farms. They seem to be getting bigger. And of course, that takes a fair bit of money to invest into a farm. What have you found when it comes to the level of debt that dairy farmers are carrying across the state?
Well, if you looked at the investment portfolio that's involved in a dairy farm, they've probably got around about $20,000 per hectare that they farm invested in running a dairy business. So that includes the land, the water for irrigation, the cattle and the machinery. So if a typical farm is 300 hectares, let's say, that's about $6 million worth of assets that you need to have under your belt to be able to run a dairy farm. That'll vary, you know, depending on what region you are. Land values do vary quite a lot across the regions, but dairy farms do tend to be in the high value land, in the higher rainfall, higher fertility areas of New South Wales. So there's a lot of money tied up in a dairy farm. We've found in this project that our average equity levels are around about 75%. So farmers own 75% of that asset and they run about 25% debt level. So on that farm I just described, their debt level could be around about $1.5 million on a 300 hectare farm. That's going to cost them to service that debt. And in our project we've found that it's roughly about 10% of farm income is going on debt servicing. So for every dollar that a farmer is earning in income, they're paying about 10 cents in the dollar to their bank or their other creditors. So that's one of the reasons, Bruce, why we don't see a lot of new dairy farm businesses start up. It does take a lot of capital investment to get into it. In tight years like the last one we've just seen, you might only make a pretty small investment on that rather large asset.
Now, we're looking at data from 2012-2013, so it, to some extent, is historical data because we've moved on around about a year from when that data was collected. But what can we learn about historical data, about this data that you've collected with regard to dairy farming? What are those key messages?
I suppose the main message is that there are a lot of factors that can contribute to making a profit on a farm, and you really have to get a lot of things lined up in most years to make a profit. There's no recipe for success. We rank our farms on return on assets, and we come up with seven farms that are our top 25% farmers. And they've actually got quite diverse systems, so there's no one farm system that's necessarily more profitable than another. For example, two of our top farms, one is a really low-input, pasture-based, no-frills cows, one-man operation basically. And the other one is a high input system with high producing cows and quite a lot of staff. One thing I've learned through this project is that to be successful, it's really about understanding how to get the most out of the farming system that you've chosen and the resources that you've got at your disposal. So the management skills of the operator are really important, in how you deal with all the vagaries of the seasons and the markets and the weathers. Most of our top farms do tend to have a higher stocking rate than the average, so they're running more cows to the hectare and producing more milk per cow and per hectare. They generally tend to have better labour efficiency in that they're milking more cows and producing more milk for each labour unit that's working on the farm. So they're probably the couple of standout features, but as I say, there's such a variation in the successful farms and how they do it. It's more about the skills of the operator and how they choose to deploy their assets.
So if I was a dairy farmer listening to this podcast, what sort of information in this report would be of value to me to potentially improve my enterprise?
I guess what you can tell from this project is what actually are the costs of production across a range of farms. You can see from the data farm size, the resources they're using, the levels of feeding they're employing, the amount of fertiliser they're using, for example. So you can see how your farm might compare in size or scale or level of production with the farms that are in the project, and then see what sort of costs of production they have, what sort of profit they're making. So I guess it's the first time we've had these publicly available figures where you can actually see a breakdown of all the farm costs and the physical side of the farm performance as well. So whilst these aren't necessarily representative of all the farms that we've got in New South Wales, it's really just a snapshot of what these particular farms are doing and how they're running their businesses. So, Bruce, a lot of farmers can't even tell me what their costs of production are if I ask them. So, that's a key message that if you don't already know how well your farm's performing, what your costs of production are, what your margins are, what your break-even price for milk is, you're really going to struggle to understand what drives your business and how to get the most profit out of your business.
Now, we've been talking about the 2012-2013 financial year, but are you looking at undertaking further analysis in the current financial year?
Yes, we are. We're going to be rolling straight into data collection as soon as this financial year finishes, so and ongoing into the future. So we hope to have a good set of data for every year to show how the New South Wales industry is performing. And fortunately, this year, milk prices have picked up. A lot of farmers are doing better than they were last year. Even though the season's been tough, it's been a very dry summer in a lot of regions. We're getting some good rain now in autumn. Yeah, again, it's very variable season-wise, and farmers really have to be on their game to make the most of the better milk prices that we're experiencing.
Kerry Kempton, Technical Specialist Dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries based at Tokawa in the Hunter Valley. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.